Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Don Kranzer. Meseches Bava Basra has been sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. Yitzchak Katz, Leilui Nishmas, Meir Ben Tovia Katz, Mordechai Ben Yitzchak Meir Skala, and Basya Bas Moshe Leib Skala.
This shiur is part 2 of a 2-part series.
Bava Basra Daf Chav Ches, part 2.
Let's move on to the Gemara. Omar Rabbi Yechanan, Shemaitim Yohel Chiyusha Shayayimrim Minayin Lechazok Gimel Shonim Mishar Hamud. He heard from the Yohel Chiyusha that where's the makar for Cheses Gimel Shanim? It's from Shara Mu'ud. Ma Shara Mu'ud kim shenogach Gimel Negicha is nofak le mecheskas tam v'kom le mecheskas Mu'ud. It goes from a tam to a Mu'ud with 3 Negichas. Hochinami kim doch le tlas shnin after 3 years of Achilles Peris nofak le mershus meicher v'kaim olo mershus leikeach. The Rishain Ramban explains that first of all Gimel Shanim is lavdavke, means Gimel Achilles depending upon the cases of the Mishnah. And when the Gemara asks, the shayla is not just on the mekar. The shayla is, like the Ritva explains, mimanav shoch. If it's daima karka to metaltlin, so the chazaka should be immediately like metaltlin. And if karka is not daima to metaltlin, because there's no rai from the tvisa, like the Ritva explains, because there's no hoichocha v'achzukin shbegam lemel chazkinan, because any person could just walk into the field. So if there's no hoichocha, then there's no chazaka at all. How is it possible for the Mishnah to tell us a din that cheskos and gimel shanim yem liyem? There should not be any din chazaka at all. On that, the Gemara says, we learn now from Shara Mu'ud. Just like Shara Mu'ud, it leaves the chazaka of being a tam, and it becomes a mu'ud, it has din of a cheskas nagchin, so too, you have cheskas gimel shanim. In the Gemara's comparison to Shara Mu'ud, we find the machlekes rishayim. Tosfos understands that the dimi to Shara Mu'ud is that just like a tam becomes a cheskas nagchin through gimel negichais, that means after goring 3 times, it's now hurzik to be a nagchen. So too by a soda, by a field, by karka, if the marakama was not meiche for 3 years in a row, he becomes becheskas shaskan. Through the fact that he was shasak gimel shanim v'loy micha, that's a raya on the fact that he sold the land, or like mechil, like we'll see in Tosfos Amud Beis. The Ramban explains the dimi to the Shara Mu'ud is just like in Gimel Negichos of a tam, it leaves the Cheskas tam and enters Cheskas Mu'ad, so too through Achilas Peres Gimel Shanim, the field leaves the Cheskas Marakama and enters the Rishus of the Lekeach, and now the Lekeach becomes a Muxik. The Loshna Gemara Nofak Le Mirshus Meicher is Meduik Lefidashitz the Ramban, that the Etzem Limud of Shara Mu'ad is that the land, the Karka, is Yoitse Mecheskas Marakama and is Nichnas Lirshus Eshalekeach. According to Tosfos, that says that the change is not in the karka, but in the marakam and the ma'arer, you have to say that that's a toitzah from the limit of Shara Mu'ud. The ikar limit of Shara Mu'ud is that now the marakam is becheskas shaskin, and now there's a raya that the soda belongs to the machzik because the marakam was shaysik in Moshanim, he's becheskas shaskin. And the meila will come out that the karka is nofak lei mirshus meicher v'kaim alei mirshus lekeach. The Arzim of Erav and Simin Dalit and other Achrayim would suggest that the Machlaikis Taisin Ramban is dependent upon the Machlaikis we find between the Maram and Rabbeinu Peretz that's brought in the Tur, the Gabi the Din of Mashav Ruach Amir Dagesha. The Tur brings that if one repeats Mashav Ruach Amir Dagesha 90 times in one day, that is the same as if 30 days pass after Sukkot. And just like we know the halacha is that up until 30 days after we begin saying Mashav Ruach Merid HaGeshem, if one is in doubt whether he said it or he didn't say it, he must repeat Shemayna Esrei. But if it's after 30 days, then we could assume that he is now rogil to say Mashav Ruach Merid HaGeshem in his tefillah, and he does not have to repeat Shemayna Esrei because we can assume that he did say Mashav Ruach Merid HaGeshem. So too, if one is margil himself through repeating Mashav Ruach Merid HaGeshem in the context of the tefillah for 90 times, he accomplishes the same as if 30 days would have passed. The Maram says that the mekayer for such a halacha is because when medame the amira of Mashav Ruach Merid HaGeshem to the din of Shara Mu'ud. Just like by Shara Mu'ud, a tam through Gimel Negichos becomes murgal to be negeach, and has a din now as a Shara Mu'ud because the negicha becomes part and parcel of its nature. It is now the cheskas nagchen. It is automatically a type of an ox that is negeach. So too, legabi namira mash ruach merid hageshem, we say that the sraglus of saying the tefillah 90 times has a din to make him muhzik that he'll say mash ruach merid hageshem. On the other hand, the Rebbeinu Peretz argues and holds no dimin to Shara Mu'ud. Says the Kilis Yaakov and other achrayim that the svara of the machloikes between the Maram and Rabbeinu Peretz is totally in a chakira hayidua in the din of shayr hamud. What's the geder of hamud? Is the pshat because after three negichos it now trained itself to become a habitual nagchin? It's a histraglis and a shinei hateva to become now a nagchin from a not a nagchin. Hamud is becheskas nagchin. There's a change. Or it's not that there's a hisraglis, that the animal got ruggled to be negeach. The pshat is that this animal always was a nagchin, but we didn't know about it. We had no idea the teva of this shor. But after three negichos, that's a simen and a birul lemafreya that this shor always was a nagchin. But not that it developed a habit of being a nagchin. This is what it always was. We just didn't know. Now that three times have passed and it was negeach all three times, obviously, the shor is a nagchen. It's a simen that it was a nagchen. Says the Kehilas Yaakov that the Shit Maram is going, understood that it's a din of Israglus, a regilus, that three times being negeach develops a regilus of being a nagchen, and that's the din of a shor hamud. And therefore, just like we find by a shor hamud, the Rameir says in Mabakama that richeg negichos of chayiv, if you negeach 3 days in a row, or even not in a row, in different intervals, you develop the din of a nagchen, you become a nagchen, and you have a din of a muad. So here, negichos of lekolshken, if you did all three negichos in one day, kolshken, you'll have halacha of a shor hamud, because you developed the regilus of being a nagchen. You were negeach three times, now there's a teva of being a nagchen. So just like we find by shor hamud, that you could develop that teva through a regilus, even in a short amount of time, in one day. So we compare that to the din of mash v'ruach merida geshem, when we say that you can develop the regilus of saying the tefillah of mash v'ruach merida geshem, not only by passing by so many tefillahs in a period of 30 days, but even if you would say it 90 times in one day. So the dimyon is a good dimyon between shor hamud and mash v'ruach merida geshem, and that's the makar of the halacha that you could be repeated 90 times and become a rogil in the tefillah mash v'ruach merida geshem, and if you would have a suffix, you would not have to repeat it. Rabbeinu Peretz, on the other hand, argues, and he learns that the inyan of shor hamud, the geder of shor hamud, is that it's a simen, it's a bir lemafreya, that it always was a nagchen. Not that it developed a teva and a regilus aidei gimel negichos, but that through the gimel negichos we became aware of its teva that it always had. It always was a nagchen. It always was a nagchen. Now we know about it, so now it has a din of a shor hamud to pay nezek sholim. On the other hand, when the issue of regilus would come into play, there will be no raya from shor hamud that you can develop a regilus even in one day. And when the Gemara says in Baba Kama that richek negichos of chayiv kiv negichos of lekolshken, it just means that if you want to have a simen from gimel negichos that this shor was a nagchen, just like you could have a simen aidei gimel negichos with intervals in between of not being negeach, you could even have that simen if it was negeach three times in one day. But by mashav v'ruach merida geshem, which is definitely an inyan of being misragel to say this tefillah, there's no proof from shor hamud that you can misragel yourself in one shot to be a person who's ruggled to say the tefillah, and that we could say that misafik, you don't have to be chayzer. And therefore, the Rebbeinu Peretz argues on the Maram in the din of mashav v'ruach merida geshem. Says the Arzat Ve'rav, that the same we can apply to Al-Malchaikas Taisa and the Ramban. Taisus understood like Rabbeinu Peretz that the site of Shor Hamud is that through Gimel Negichos, that's a simen that it always was a Nakhim. That is the teva of the Shor Meikara. It's a biril of mafreya of what type of a Shor we were dealing with. So here also, that through the Cheskas Gimel Shonim, that's a right to the Magzik, that the Morakama is Becheskas Shaskin. That means al karcha, that there was a mechira. It's like a biril mafreya that there always was a mechira retroactively. He originally had sold the land to him, and we didn't know. But now that we see that for 3 years he didn't make a macha and he didn't protest, he's becheskas shaskin, and memela the land, the karka, is nafak le mirshus meicher and kaimel mirshus lekech. On the other hand, the Ramban was going the shita of the Maram that understood the geder of shor hamud, that through gimel negichos it's nishtana the teva of the shor and develops a regilus to become a nagchen. So too through gimel shonim it's nishtana the din muchzik from the marakama to the machzik, that it changes, that as if the karka now developed a change through 3 years, that it leaves the rishus of the marakama and it goes now into the rishus of the machzik, who is now in the land. Of course, it's not a perfect comparison with the Ramban, which has to be further elucidated, because Sharamud is takin inyan of a teva, it is takin regilis, it's takin becomes a naikhin, lechir by karka, there's no inyan of regilis, it doesn't mean there's no physical habit that's being developed, but at the same time, the aside is that there's a shinui in the bailam, there's a shinui in its status. By Sharmud, the status changes from a tam to a mud, three times enough to change the status. Over here also, there's three years that pass of Achilas Peres is a shin in the status from the Marakamas being the Bailam to the Machzik being the Bailam. The Gemara asks, right afterwards, it says, Ima, if this is true, that you learn that from Sharmud, Ima Sharmud and Negich Revias Le Mechayev, a Sharmud is only Chayev, and then fourth Negicha, Achinami, so too, by Karka at Shon Revias Le Kaimi Brishusa, it should take up until the fourth year, not just 3 years, in order to be considered the machziks. According to the Malach of Tosfos, the Gemara's kasha is very difficult to understand. By Shor Amud, it became hosik nagchen the gimel pamim three times, and already developed the habit of being a nagchen. So over here also by Karches Sabatim, after 3 years, it's hosik shaskin. And therefore, Tais has to be mechadish, the Havin of the Gemara held that Yitaka learned out from the shtanis of the Chi of Tashlumin that only happens after Dalin Pum after four times, which is really like Tais says in Milsa B'loi Taima, that just like we find by Shur Amuad, that although it changed from being a Shur that's not a Negech to a Shur that is a Negech, and now it's Huchzik Nagchen and developed the Regilis of Nagchonis, and that's its Teva. And that happened already after three times. And we really should say the same thing by Karka, that after 3 years, it changes. And now he's a Huchzik, it's a Huchzik Shaskin. That's the type of person he is, the Shaskin, and automatically was always the Machziks. Why would you need to wait to the fourth time? But since by Sharam Wood, practically you only pay Nezik Sholem Achadalit Pamim, so too the Gemara understood that maybe there's a comparison that you only have a din of a muzik, and it's your land only after four times. As if Taisus is saying that you learn from the din tashlumin of Sharmud, that's nishtana chadala pamim, so we also, you might think that you need dalid shonim. Like the Ramban, it's inyan of ishtanis, so then the shini, the mu'ud really happens only after four times. The din changes only after the fourth time. So we hear also, it didn't change after four times. According to the Mahalach, the Ramban, the Enachanami, the shur leaves the cheskas tam and gimel pamim, but the mice, it's not nichnas al cheskas mu'ud until a pam revis. So too by Asada, even though it's yoitzi from the marakama and gimel shonim, but it's not nichnas lushus lekeach to be considered mochzik at pam revis. That means, according to the Ramban, we could question say that although it does really develop the regilis after it does, it's a simon that it changes over from the marakama to the machzik after gimel pavim after three times after 3 years, but it's not, it we could say that it leaves the reshus of the machzik of the marakama, just like it leaves the din of cheskas tam and the gimel pavim, but doesn't enter the reshus of the machzik, or by muad, doesn't enter the din of cheskas muad until pam revius, until the fourth time. The Ritva writes that after Gimel Pamim, that's after Achilas Peres of Gimel Shanim, the Din Be'emes is called Alam Gavar. It's like a no man's land. After this point in the Gemara, three years was Maitzi from the Marakama, but it wasn't Nichnas L'Rishus HaMachzik. The Marakama and the Lekeach, neither are Amuchzik. So it would be Enechanami, then it would be called Alam Gavar. But at the fourth year, then it belonged to the Machzik. In either case, this is just to explain this step of the Gemara that imash armud ad negich revius lemechayev hachinami ad shon revius lekaimim brishusei. But the Gemara right away questions and asks what's on our minds. Hachihashta hasa michinogach shalosh negich es avimud by a short time as soon as it was negich three times as a din of a mu'ud, even though it doesn't practically pay the nezik shalom until the fourth time. V'idach kilei nogach, the fourth, the reason why you need the fourth negicha is because if you were not negich, my l'sham, what should you pay? So hachov here also, kivin och l'tlas shani, once there was an achilas peres of 3 years, kaim alo birshusei. Let's move to Daf Chav Ches, Amud Beis. The Gemara asks, Elami ato chazoka sheni mataino tevi chazoka. If you the limud of Ches is Gimel Shonim, it's Shara Muad, so then chazoka should not require a taina. just the fact that you're there in Eichel the pears for 3 years, you have a din of a muzik. Alama Tanan, why does the Mishnah say later that kol chazaka she'eni mataina eina chazaka? Chazaka without a taina is not a chazaka. There are different ways in the Rishayim to be masber the Gemara's kasha. Tosfos in his first way is masber that the machzik said loy haya dvarim me'olam. The machzik said it never belonged to you. So the Sahavamina was that it was a chazaka because since through Gimel Shanim he becomes a muchzik to be a marakama, and the marakama is a muchzik to be a shaskin. So in Mele we say that he was meichel the karka to the machzik, and therefore the machzik now is the bailam. Lefizeh, it's very shver the Gemara's teretz. The Gemara says that no, because you don't require. You do require over here a taina. It's not. You can't say chazok sheni mataina is. There's a reason why chazok sheni mataina is not a chazaka, because we say that he has to taina. Time amai damrina dilma kidekamer hashta, but iu leiton anan litin leit. It has to be that you should say a taina. If you don't say a taina, then mechates it should be yours. L'chayra, the way Tais on the Sudding Mar is Kasha, that even though the Machzik says Lihoy Dvar Me'olam, there's still a Havamina that he's the Muchzik, because through Gimel Shonim, the Marakam is Huchzik L'Shaskin, and Meili was Meichel, so what's the Gemara's Teretz to say that that it's not a Chazaka? L'chayra is a Kilo Das and Mechila to the fact that he was Huchzik Shaskin. Who cares that he doesn't have a Taina? The Rajba also asks another Kasha that L'chayra is not Shaykh Mechila and Karka. So Bechlal, how do Tosfos understand the Gemara's Kasha that the Chazaka of Gimel Shanim should be accomplished without a Taina, because we say that the Marakama was quiet for 3 years and therefore Huchzik Shaskin, and therefore he must have been Meichel the Karka to the present Machzik. L'chayra is not Shaykh Mechila and Karka. You can't be Machne Karka to your friend through Mechila. You can be Salik a Shibud, or maybe a Cheskes Tashmishin helps in Mechila, but you can't be Machne a Karka. In the Shuri Baruch Ber and Seif Simon Tess, he brings Meshem Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, and it's also in the Bicha Shmuel and Simon Chav Vav, Ois Dalit, that understands in Tosfos that through the fact that he was not Meicha for 3 years, he's Huchzik Shaskin, that's a umdana on his das for Mechira. Meaning that Tosfos, when he said the words Machal Loi, he was Meichal, really means Machar Loi, he sold it. Because it doesn't help Mechila to be kind of karka like the Rajba asks so clearly. So you have to explain and say that it's umdina beliboy of Lev Kol Hodom that he was Meichal, that he sold it. And that was the explanation of the Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara's Kasha is that if you learn Cheskes Gimel Shanim and Shar Amud, it should not require a taina, because if 3 years pass and the Marakama was not Meicha, then he was Meicha, but not that he was Meicha in the Karka, and that's how the Machzik becomes the owner of the Karka. Because it's not possible to be Meicha through Mechila to be Machne Karka. It means as an Omnana that he was Meicha the Karka. He must have sold the Karka. On that, Gemara answers that there's no sufficient Gili Das on a Mechira, only on Mechila. And since it's not Shaykh Mechila and Karka, therefore you require a taina. You have to stick that into the Lashon of the Gemara, that the Shtika is not a raya in the Baals of the Lekeach, Lamaisa, in Oifra Mechira, it's just a raya to the Taina, to the Taina of the Machzik, and that's why you require a Taina. So a Chazaka without a Taina is not a Chazaka. Tosfos in his second explanation understands the Gemara that Be'emes the Machzik did say a Taina. Even in the Gemara's Kasha, that Chazaka Sheni Meitaina Teve Chazaka, it doesn't mean that you could have a Din Machzik without any Taina whatsoever. It has to be that you said something. What did you say? You said mi planya zavanta dezavni minoch. I bought it from Pliny, this person, that he bought it from you. So you do have a taina. But your taina is a weak taina, because you have no idea if the one who sold to you bought it actually from the Marakama or not. But the havamin of the Gemara was that it would be enough, such a taina, because you learn that cheskes gimel shanim shar amud, and you don't need a din of dor boi chad yoyma, and it's better than metaltalin. A third way to explain the Gemara is Rabbeinu Yoina. Rabbeinu Yoina and the Ramban also explain that through Cheskas Gimel Shanim, the Lekeach now becomes a Muzi in the Karka, which means that the Karka is Yoitze from the Cheskas Marakama, and the Meicher does not have a Din Muzi in the Karka any longer. And Mele, you don't require a Taina. Even if you're quiet, it belongs to you, just like Metalton don't require a Taina when you're a Muzik. Adarav, we say in the Ma'ara that he has to be a Raya, that he is the owner and he never sold to you. Like they did in Meitzvi Chavei of a Raya. The Gemara's Hamid was Kipshutai, that a Cheskas Gimel Shanim says that you are now the Muchzik, and he is not a Bailim at all. Baruch Ber explains the Shita Rabbeinu Yoina that the Havin of the Gemara was that Cheskas Gimel Shanim breaks the Din Morik Hama, and the Lekeach now is Bemetzias a Mosek completely. And that the Gemara answers that no, we still require a Taina. The Lekeach is not a Mosek completely in the Karka because it's not Shaykh a Tfisa in Karka. It's not Shaykh a Metzias a Tfisa. Karka can never have a Din Mosek like Metalton. Once there's still a Morik Hama, so the Lekeach can only be Zaycha with Cheskas Gimel Shanim, which the Din of Cheskas Gimel Shanim is that it requires a Taina to be a proof against the Morik Hama. But somehow the Havin of the Gemara was that the Din Mosek of the Marzik is so powerful, such a Din Chazaka, that there's no more Marakama here, Bichlal. You're the only Bailam. The Marakama now, Adraba, the burden of proof lies on him, Hamaitzi Michaveroi, Olav Haraya. A fourth Malach is brought down in Rabbeinu Yoina, that we're talking in the Gemara's Kasha, when he asks that Chazok Kasheni Matayna should work, and why does the Mishnah later say Chazok Kasheni Matayna in Chazaka? Is where the Machzik Tainas Le'omali Adam Dover Me'olam. Nobody told me anything. Not that he said, like, I bought it from Reuven who bought it from you. Not that he was completely quiet. But there's a suffix because he said, nobody told me anything, that maybe he's not minded that there was a sale here at all. There was really a shtar and he lost it. And that's why he's not saying anything. He thinks to himself that he's going to say that there was a shtar and it was lost. They're going to ask him, where's your shtar? That Gemara later says, Ach Vishtarcha. So the Havin of the Gemara was that we will taina a taina for him. That's the din of Taninon. Since the Lekech is a Muchzik, and the Chazok is Zerm Sharmur, which means that the land transfers from the Marakama to the Machzik, the fact that he says the Amali Adam Tav Ma'ilam is not saying there's no taina at all, as if to say Lahadam. He really is saying that he bought it from the Marakama, and we will stick in that taina for him. We will be Tanina, and we'll say Hamaitzi Michaveil Varaya on the Marakama, on the Ma'ar. The Ma'ar will have to prove that he is the Bailam. On that thing, versus Kamashma, that there's no Din Taninon, because since the whole Din Chazaka of Karka is only Mikrech, the Raya of Achilles, pairs of Gimel Shanim, for that you require Dafka to have a taina. So it comes out, really, there are four Mahalchim to explain the Gemara's Kasha. Toisvis in his first way is that the Machzik says Lehoya Dvorim Me Oilam, and the way we explained from Rabbi Chaim B'Shem Yisrael Salanter, it's not that there was a Mechila, but that is an Umdana, that there was a Mechira of the land, because it's clear from the fact that he's quiet and his Mecheska Shaskin that he must have sold it. Doesn't require a Taina at all. Toisvis in the second shot learns that he said Meplanya Zavanta Zavni Minoch, I bought it from Pliny, I bought it from you, and the Havmin of the Gemara held that you do not need to have Dor B'Chad Yoima on the middleman. The third Malach was Rabbeinu Yoina and the Ramban. You don't have a taina, don't need a taina whatsoever. The land just transfers from the Marakama to the Mugzik through Cheskas Gimel Shanim. And we say that the Ma'arer is a Maitzim Yichavel Varaya. The Cheskas Gimel Shanim is Shaver in the Marakama. Breaks the Marakama, there's no Marakama here at all. The Lekeach is the only Mugzik. Kipshutai. And the fourth Malach is Rabbeinu Yoina, where the Malach says, Li'amali Adam Dovra Me'olam, and Rabbeinu Yoina explains that the Havin of the Gemara was that we say the Din of Taninon. We will taina for the Machzik that he bought it from the Marakama, and the only reason why he didn't say it clearly is because he's afraid of the taina of Ach Vishtarch. That's why he said it in such a way that it's not clear that he's not really tining, and maybe he is tining. We'll taina for him. We may add a little bit more Havana in these Shitas Rishayim. Taisvis goes the Shitasai, that the dimin to Shar Hamud is that through Gimel Negichos you become a Cheskas Nagchin, so too by Karka, through Gimel Shanim, where the Ma'ar was Shaisek, he becomes Becheskas Shaskin, which means that we have a Raya that the Lekech is the Bailam. So since the whole Inyan of Cheskas Gimel Shanim is a Raya, you definitely need a Taina, because that's the whole Siba, that's the whole reason why he's being Zaycha. And therefore, Toisvis Hatim Mechadish in the Gemara's Kasha, that the reason why we say Chazok Hashenim a Taina would work is only because there's an Umdana that there was a Mechira. On the other hand, the Ramban Ben Yengel Nishitosei, the Rashi Nishitosei, Dimi Tel Shara Muad is that just like a Tam is Yoytzei Mecheskas Tam Lecheskas Muad, so too Karka is Yoytzei from the Cheskas Meicher to the Cheskas Lekeach. So the Hamin of the Gemara was that the Chazaka transfers without a Taina. Rabbi Baruch Ber brings the Shem Reb Chaim to give a little more Havana in this Shita, that there are two Dinim in Shara Muad. One that it's Nagchen Misvara after Gimel Negichais, Misvara, we say that the shor is a nikhin. Also, that a shor leaves the cheskas tam to cheskas mur, ach gimel pam. The right to this is from the fact that the Gemara in Yevamos and Vomakama asked that according to Rebbe, that chazaka is betray zimnian two times, why do you need gimel pam by shor amur? And the Rishayim answer, because the gzeres akosa by a shor amur, that Rebbe is maida, that it needs gimel negiches. Reb Chaim explained that the kash of the Gemara was that misvara, after two times, it's hurzak. Rebbe Shita is Chazaka is betray Zimni Avi Chazaka. So after two times, it's Hurzak Nagchen. But the Teretz is that there's a Chiddush in Shor HaMoed that even though it was Nishtana, it becomes Hurzak Nagchen, but the Shinui from Shor Tam, Cheskas Shor Tam, the Cheskas Shor HaMoed is only after Gimel Pam. And that's the Dimyan between Cheskas Gimel Shor and Shor HaMoed, just like by Tam, it's Yoitzim Cheskas Tam, Cheskas Moed. So too, the Gabi Karka, Acha Gimel Shonim, it's Yoitzim from the Cheska Chazaka of the Meicher to the Chazaka of the Lekeach. We can add also that we had mentioned earlier from the Ritvarna Ben Yaina that there are two ways to view why Karka is different than Metaltlin. Either because Karka is missing a Hechacha of Achzukin Shbegam Lein Mechazkinon, or that Mitzias it's not Shayach a Tfisa on Karka. It's not possible Mitzias to hold Karka. The first way is that it would be possible to be tofus on karka like metaltlin, but the oifen of tfisa in karka, the reason why it doesn't work in nicheses gimel shanim is because karka is becheses baleo imedes. Karka is always by the marakama. If there's an achilas pairs of gimel shanim or other esnagos of bailus, with that we see that the karka is yours. That gives you now halacha that you are the muzik and you are now the tofus. You become the bailum. So that it's not shayach tfisa and karka is because as long as there's a marakama, is a klal karka becheses baleo imedes. But the Murakab is the tofus in the karka. It's in his rishus all the time. It's not shaykh taking b'metzias away from him. Mashaykh b'metzalten is shaykh taking away b'metzias. And the other side would have been that maybe it's not shaykh at all the tfis in karka because you can't hold it in your hand. And maybe everything's totally in a raya. And afkamina would be in the case where there's a reyes in the cheskas marakama. If you understand that it's not shayach and mitzias of tfis and karka kipshutai, because you can't hold it, so then even if there's a reis in the ches marakama, but the lamai says you're not a tofus in the karka, if you're not holding it, but mele will say it's yours with whoever has a raya, or maybe we'll say kol dalam govar, because the karka is where it is. It's not you're not tofus. You don't have a mitzias of tfis in the karka. But if you say that it's shaychad in tvis in karka, but it is a marakama, that's megare in the tvisa, because then we say bekarka beches baleo imedes. So once there's a reis in the marakama, it's automatically a tofus in the karka. This could explain the words of Rabbeinu Yoina, that he learned the Gemara's kasha was that it's shaych a metzias of tvis in karka, and just that the fact that there's a marakami here, that contradicts the din tvis, that says karka beches baleo imedes. So the Gemara held that you learn from Shor HaMoed that just like a tam is yoitze from cheskas tam to cheskas moed, lach gimel negichos, so to over here, after gimel shanim vachilas peris, and it's nagos of bailus, there's a shinu in its yoitze from the chazok of the meicher to the chazok of the lekech. Now the lekech has a muzik in the karka b'metzias and izeicha midinis tfisosai. And the Gemara's teretz is that no, chazok requires a taina. The Gemara is saying it's not shaykh mitzias of tfis and karka, that's a maskana Rabbeinu Yoina. It's only shaykh through raya. The mitzias, you can't hold karka. So if we know the marakam is the bailam, he's the bailam until you have a raya that you're the bailam. The only way you could have a raya, you're the bailam, is with cheses gimel shanim together with a taina. If you don't have a taina, then you don't have a complete raya that you're the bailam. But the havmina was that if it's shaykh mitzias of tfis and karka, so then ach gimel shanim, it leaves the rishus of the Ma'ar of the Marakama, and it enters the Rishus of the Machzik. I'll give a little bit of a Havana to understand what is changed from the Havin of Maskon L'Shita Serbeni Yoin. Let's move on, and the Gemara of Ches Mabez asks, Maskiv L'Ravina Rabavira El Mi'atu Machor Shle B'fonav Loi Sehevi Machor. If you're the limud of cheses gimel shanim is from Shor HaMoed, so then a machov is meicha, the ma'ar is meicha, shalai b'fanav, it should not be a machov. Do me the Shor HaMoed. Just like Shor HaMoed b'fanav b'inon, afoch nami b'fanav b'inon. Here also you require a machov b'fanav. On that, the Gemara's doich, the Gemara says, no, it's not a comparison to Shor HaMoed, because over there it says, v'huad b'volav, that it has to be a hadov b'fnei habaylan. But over here, it's tali in practically that the machzik hears that the marakama made a protest, and we say chavroch chavra islay v'chavra de chavroch chavra islay. One friend tells another friend, who tells another friend, who tells another friend, and in Mela the machzik heard that the marakama was meicha, and he should have protected his shtar. So therefore, a machosh levafanov, if there is a way that the machosh will be communicated to the machzik, is considered a proper macha, and you don't need to be actually make the macha in front of the machzik. In this we find the machlekes Rashi and Taisvis in Pshat Gemara. According to Rashi, the Gemara's kasha is that shezloi b'fanav is not a macha in the Gemara's Havamina, and Remela, the machzik has a chazaka. Because since the tachas of macha is that the machzik should be able to hear that you're protesting and claiming the land is yours, and with that knowledge, he'll be careful not to lose his shtar mechira. And if he doesn't, if macha shtar b'fanav is not a macha, so then he could tiny, he didn't hear the macha. If he didn't hear the macha, Remela will have a chazaka. That was the Gemara's kasha. According to Taisis, the Gemara's kasha is that macho shlei b'fanav is not a macho, so therefore it's not a taina on the marakama if he didn't make a macho, because that's not considered a prop macho if he's not here. And Melef, if there's no taina on the marakama why he didn't make a macho, so there's no chazaka either, because the only way you have a chazaka is if 3 years pass without being meicha. But if the ma'ara, the marakama, has an excuse why he didn't make a macho, you don't have a chazaka. And the dimin, the sharmur, is just like over there, the hadoh is not heard. If it's slave of fun of over here, also the macho was not heard. Why are we comparing macho to sharmur more than the chazaka? Because the chazaka is heard more than the macho. A little better explained, that Rashi is going in the sheet of the Ramban, that the dimin, the sharmur, is that through gimel shanim, the lekeach becomes a muhzik be'etzem. Just like Ache Gimel Megichos, it leaves the Cheskas Shar Tam and goes into the Cheskas Shar Amud, so too through Gimel Shanim, it's Yotza Micheskas HaMorakama, and it enters to the Chazaka of the Lekech. The Lekech has a Din Muchzik Be'etzim. The whole Din Macha, according to the Ramban, is in order that the Machzik should protect his Shtar, so there shouldn't be a Taina on him and a Reyes of Ach Vishtarcha. The Mail of the Gemara's Kashi is that if he made a Macha Shlei B'fonav in a Oifin that the Machzik will not hear, and he could Taina, he didn't know about it, to be careful with his Shtar more than normal, the Mail of the Macha does not have a Din Macha, and the Machzik has a proper Chazaka, and there's no Taina on him of Ach Vishtarcha, because Be'etzem he is a Muchzik. Taisis, on the other hand, is Helch L'shitasai, that the Dimin D'Shar Mu'ud is that just like a Tam is Huchzik Nagchem Gimel Pamim, so too the Marakama, by being quiet for 3 years, is Huchzik Shaskin, and there's a Raya from the fact that he was not Meicha, that Al Karcha the Sada belongs to the Lekeach. Vizet, Tois had a Kasha, that even Machosh Shlev B'fanav should help to say that there's no Raya from Mishtika, because the whole Haychacha that the Machzik is the Bailim is because he was quiet. He's a Chuchzik Shaskin. But if a Machosh Shlev B'fanav is not a Machosh, so there's no Raya from Mishtika. So what is the Gemara asking? Machosh Shlev B'fanav is not a Machosh, it's a good Machosh, just like B'fanav, because the whole Tachus of the Machosh is so there shouldn't be a Raya from the Shtika of the Ma'ar. And if there's no Raya from the Shtika of the Ma'ar, Shlev B'fanav, so then it's also, there is no macho, there's a macho here. It's as if there would have been a proper macho. On that, Tois in the Farish, that even though the Indian of macho is so that there shouldn't be a hugzik shaskin, and it's not shaykh to the Indian of being zohir in the shtar, Lei Rashi learns, but since it's shlei b'fanav, then Masi won't hear, the male of the ma'ar makes a cheshvan that it's not kedai for him to be meicha. If he makes a cheshvan, it's not kedai for him to be meicha, so the fact that he was not meicha, there's no raya from his shtika. In other words, such a shtika b'mokim that the macha does not have a din macha does not have a din of shtika, and there's no raya that he is a huchzik shaskin and that the lekeach is now the bailam. And that's the dimin tahador to say that just like it's not nishmas the macha, so too it's not nishmas the hador. Mashen chazoka, which is nishmas tvei. The Gemara continues that if the limud of Chezkas Gimel Shanim is from Shar Amud, so then Ochla Tlosa Peri Bechad Yoima, if you eat three crops in one day, going to Eina, like a fig tree where their harvest could be at different points in the day, Levi Chazaka. On that, the Gemara answers that it has to be Dumi the Sharmud, Ma Sharmud, Binna the Isa Lahai, Leisa Lahai Negicha, so to Achinami, Binna the Isa Lahai Pera, Leisa Lahai Pera. Now, why don't you say that there's still a chazaka with three achilas, that each one is not at the exact moment as the other achila? So the Rishash explains, because by Shor Amud, if let's say you're negeach kama shvar mebas achas in one time, it's considered all one negicha. So here also, even if you're ochel kama pa'amim, but since all the pears already existed at that point in time, it's considered all like one achila achas. And the Gemara is meaning to say that in order for it to be considered separate achilas, it has to be in at the time the isa lahai peira, one crop is existing, leisa lahai peira. The Rashman of Benyoin and Ritva explained the Gemara that this klal that you need in the isa lahai, leisa lahai, is dafka in one peri and in one min. For example, teina or tzlaf. But if there will be gimel minim and gimel ilones that are chalukim zem izeh, then it would be a chazaka, even though be'inna de'isa lahai, isa gam kein lahai. And that's how we learn now in Mishnah that there's a chazaka by kones as tevosai, by zesai and kaitzai, because each one is a separate min. The Ramah argues and says that even in gimel minim, you need gimel zmanim. And the Ramah learns in the Mishnah of kones as tevosai that it was taka, and kones as zesai and kaitzai, they were all in three different zmanim. The Gemara continues to ask, if you ate three peris in three different days, like tzlaf, which has three different parts to it, should be a chazaka. The Gemara says, the peris is there, just not complete. The Gemara asks another kasha afterwards, in 30 days, going to spas levi chazaka. These questions all follow one pattern. How often do we need a achila in order to say that it has a din of cheses gimel shanim? Lamaisin, the Gemara's kasha is machlekes rishanim. If all these questions are libra de Rameir, that the Gemara started off, that Rameir says, Rechik nigi chaysev chayev, sakir nigi chaysev lekolshken, you can become a shar mu'ud in one day. Or is just the first Gemara's kasha according to Rameir, but the other questions in the Gemara are also according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rashi is mashmed that all the Gemara's questions are libra de Rabbi Meir. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, they could become a sharam mu'ud is dafka in gimel yamim. So since a sharam mu'ud is dafka in gimel yamim, so too cheskas gimel shanim is dafka in gimel shanim. The gimel achilas have to be spread out over a period of 3 years. And the Gemara never meant to ask alibad Rabbi Yehuda they should have cheskas gimel shanim in a shorter period of time. The Tosis Rid and other Rishonim ask on Shitas Rashi, then what's the Gemara's kashal Rabbanan Mai? Later, why did you say that the Rabbanan hold they learn Cheskes Gimel Shanim from Shar Mu'ud and they go in the Shita Rabbi Yehuda, which is Gimel Yamim, in order to become a Mu'ud? So too, Karka, the Chazak is with Gimel Shanim. And the Rishonim answer, and they say, Eino Chanami, the Gemara could have said that Aliba the Shita is Rashi, but the Gemara wants him Yashiv, the Rabbanan, even according to the Shita of Rabbi Meir. Lamaisi the Rishonim argue on Rashi, and these Rishonim that we mentioned, Tosis Rid and others, they learn that the Gemara's kasha from Tzlaf and Aspasta is even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Because since you could become a Mu'ud in Gimel Yamim by Shara Mu'ud, so the Chazaka of Gimel Shanim should be by Gimel Yam. And this is Mefurish that in the Ben Yoina and the Ramban, that they learn the Gemara's kasha is even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Only the first kasha was according to Rabbi Meir, but the other kashas of the Gemara were according to Rabbi Yehuda also. And the Dvoz Mefarish, that the last questions of Aspasta and Gimel Chadoshim is definitely Shver according to Yehuda. But he learns, Ritva says, that the first three kashas, maybe I agree to Rashi that they were only according to Meir. It comes out, in summary, that there are three shitas in the Rishonim to explain the Gemara's questions. When the Gemara begins, Rameir Dom Rechik Nigi Chaysev Chayev Kiriv Nigi Chaysev Lekolshken, and therefore the Chazak of Gimel Shanim should be in a shorter period of time, according to Rashi, all four questions of the Gemara, plus the Peri Bechad Yoimo, and the next question of Tzlaf, and the next question afterwards, the Aspasta, all the questions of the Gemara, and the final question of Aspasta with Tlosi Yarchi, all those questions are only according to Rabbi Meir and not according to Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, we understand why Chazaka takes Gimel Shanim, because just like Shar Mu'ud only becomes a Mu'ud with Gimel Yamim, so too Achilas Peres requires a time period in a frame of Gimel Shanim. According to the Rashman Rabbeinu Yoina, only the first kasha of the Gemara that said that Ochla Tlosa Per Bechad Yoima going to Eina, only that question was according to Rabbi Meir and not Rabbi Yehuda. But the other question in the Gemara were also according to Rav Yehuda, because the Gemara is asking that just like Rav Yehuda holds that you could become a muad with three negichas in three different days, you should be able to become have cheskes gimel shanim in a period of time period of 3 days. According to the Ritva, which is the third sheet, to only the last kasha is according to Rav Yehuda, the gimel chilos of aspasta is mamish like richeg negichasav and bein the disel high leisel high. But the other questions are only according to Rabbi Meir. The Gemara ends off and says, "Meshamet tukum meshamet va'ochla." And Rashi explains that that's not the achilas kol ha'pri. The Arzir Rav is medayik from Rashi that's the Mefarish that's not considered achila completely. Not like Tosin Amanal that said there's a svar of li mafzik and merziki inshi. And the pshat in Rashi is that since Rabbi is speaking the shita Rabbi Shmuel that learns sharamud, that means you learn that the lekeach is the muzik and there's no raya midlay micha. So mele we don't taina that he wasn't mafzik and merziki inshi. The Gemara says in the final kasha, "Ochla tlosa peir betlosa yarchi kigoyin aspasta." It should be a chazaka. The Gemara says, "Man holchi usha, who's the holchusha Bishmol? Rabbi Shmuel lochi nami. Rabbi Shmuel taka holds it is a chazaka. It's not a Bishmol leima. Medvar murim is the alavan. Avste ilon konis as tvoase moskazesa vekonis as kaitzay. Hare elu gimel shanim." The Rashba asks that then why do you need gimel shanim shleimos in beis hashlochim? It should help gimel chadoshim like aspasta. Why is beis hashlochim different? So the Rashi explains, because Beis HaShlochin is a Dovash Oysa Peris Tadir, and the Derech of the Bailam in that field is to use it complete 3 years. So the Gimel Shonim of Chazok and Beis HaShlochim are really Taka Gimel Achilas. It's just that an Achila is a Shana Shleim, because that's the Derech of Beis HaShlochin. So be aside, the Chazoka and Beis HaShlochin of Gimel Shonim Shleimais and the Chazoka of Beis HaBal of Gimel Achilas are the same aside of Gimel Achilas constitutes a Cheskes Gimel Shonim. The only difference is that Beis HaShloch, in order to have Achila, you need to have a Shana Shlema. Rabbeinu Yonah also asks, like the Rashi, why need Gimel Shanim Shlema for Beis HaShlochim? And he answers like the Rashi, but he is maisiv that since it's Oysa Peiris Tadr, that's the derech of the Beis HaShlochim, to have a full crop throughout the full year. Mashenkin Be'aspasta, where it's not the derech of the godly Tomei without a hefsik, only for Prokem Yiduim, the male of the Chazaka is enough with just Gimel Achilas, and you don't require Gimel Shanim Shlemis. Towards the bottom of the Omid, the Gemara says, Omer Rav Yosef, Krok Siv, the Rabbanan Maidingmar asks, according to Rabbanan, where do you know Cheses Gimel Shanim? If you don't know that for sure, Amur, Omer Rav Yosef, Krok Siv, Sodas Bekesiv, Yiknu, Vekseiv, Besef, Vechasim. And the Gemara brings that Shari Novi Oimid Be'eser, Omazer, Lachas Esre. And the Gemara's Deichon says, Omer Abaya, Dim Hosem, Eta Toivo, Komash Malon. The Ritva stood in the Gemara that it brings the beginning of the Pasuk of Sodas Bekesiv, Yiknu to teach us that they were kind of the Sodas Bekesiv. And the shtar was only a raya ba'alma, not for a kinyan. And that's the Gemara's raya, that since he told them that Avi was oimed umazi, they should be shomer, shtore same as a raya, that means that they couldn't have a raya from the chazaka. And since a period of 2 years passed, and still not a raya from the chazaka, that shows us that chazaka can only be aidei gimel shanim. The Rashba asks, Einach Nami, you see that there's no chazaka in less than 2 years, but how do you know that it's enough with 3 years? Maybe you need to have 4 years or 5 years for chazaka. Says the Rashba that even according to Rabbanan, you learn that from Sher Mua that it's enough with Gimel Pomim. And the Chola Yoiser, you needed only Gimel Shanim. The Havamina would have been that maybe it's enough to have chazaka with less than Gimel Shanim. On that, the Gemara Rabbanan bring a raya from Sadis Bekesiv Yipnu with Sukseid Basev Chasayim that it's not enough with just Gimel Achilas in 2 years. You have to have Dafka Gimel Shanim. But that's Poshet, that you don't require more than Gimel Shanim. And therefore, once you have a raya that two years is not enough, definitely 3 years would be enough to make Cheskas Gimel Shanim to be Maitzi the Karka from the Marakama. The Rashi says another teretz that the Gemara is arrived from the fact that the Navi was not Mazir B'teisha. It must be that it's enough with Gimel Shanim. We find a slight variation in the Rishonim in what the Girsa in the Gemara was and what was the actual Raya. According to Rashi, the Girsa in the Gemara is Navi Oimed Be'eser. And the Raya is from the fact that it was Mazir Klal Yisrael to be shemesh dori seyem al karch there's no chazaka be'beis shanim, and once there's no chazaka be'beis shanim, we know that the chazaka is enough with gimel shanim. According to Rabbeinu Chananel, the girsa is navi oimed b'teisha, and the raya is from the fact that he was mazir them through with eidei chazaka of gimel shanim, because mistama they would lose their shtaris. That's a raya that chazaka is with gimel shanim. You have to tell them you have chazaka gimel shanim, because mistama you will lose the shtaris. According to the Rashi, the gifts like Rabbeinu Chananel, Novi Oimed B'teisha, but the Pshat in the Gemara, the Raya, is like Rashi. From the fact that he was mazid them to be Shem Rishtar Hasseim, HaKorch Desno Chazoko with just Yudches Chodesh.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.